Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Ronnie and that's Benuni over there. Hello, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you doing?
Good. Everybody, welcome to the show. If you want videos, patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. All our recaps are video recaps now. Also, you can get our bonus episodes over there. That is where we recap fun stuff. This week, we shopped online and bought a lot of stuff. So that was fun. You can also join us for Amazon Live Monday at 4 p.m. That's free. You can find that on Amazon Live, either on your TV or on your cell phone, whatever. Find information over at our Instagram in the link in bio. Watch What Crappens. Today is the Real Housewives of Orange County, season 19, episode 14, Hoedown Throwdown.
I just want to say before we get into it, Wendy and Eddie getting arrested, we are aware of it and we talk about it in depth on the Miami recap, which we actually released before this. So if you're wondering, like, why are they addressing it? Then my question is, why are you not a Miami fan? But no, for real, if you are wondering where that is, it's over on our Miami recap.
There's actually a live stream going on right now about it. The cops are really on the live stream, but we're not watching it because we're doing this instead.
Wow. Okay.
We care about you more than we care about Wendy. Damn it.
Wow. Damn well. This is going to be a good scandal. This is going to be a good one that unfolds. I think it's going to get worse as it unfolds. This will be, it's not a scandal, but it'll sort of have those elements where like, it's not going to, this is not just a open and shut case. There's going to be more to it, I believe.
Well, we'll see. And hopefully we can have a crossover because here we are talking about the Innocence Project. So what a day for that to come out, huh? So sweeping drone shot. Okay, here we are. Real Housewives of Orange County. Tamara is sitting in a bar at a restaurant called Verde, which for those of you who aren't like bilings, that means green. So
yeah. And she's like, I think I might need a glass of Chardonnay, even though I made a whole big speech about how I'm not drinking anymore because I become crazy when I drink. And how the last time I drank, I went crazy at dinner in New Orleans. But I'm still going to have a glass of Chardonnay, please.
And here comes Katie Janella in slow motion.
Katie Janella.
And then we see flashbacks of things that have been happening. Nobody trusts Tamara, et cetera, et cetera. So here we go. Flashback. Lots of flashbacks.
Tons of flashbacks. Because basically like previously on, right? So Tamara and Katie are sitting there and Katie's like, well, either Slade is her mouthpiece or Gretchen is really, really good. And Tamara's like,
yeah, she wants to tell lies about me. I talk shit about you. I'm done double dipping.
Like, I don't understand the double dipping part, but sure. It's nothing to do with tortilla chips.
Let's go to Bluebird Mercantile Boutique. Man, you know, this town has no shortage of shit boutiques to go to.
They really, nothing but boutiques in this county. Nothing but shitty, shitty boutiques that they're just all lining up waiting to be filmed in. Yeah. You know, everyone talks about like, well, you know, because of the internet and Amazon and all these things, like the mom and pop stores are closing. Go to Orange County because they're there. Bluebird Mercantile Boutique.
It's there.
Before we do that, can we talk about Katie for a second? The seating chart for the reunion came out. And the day before, I think it was Andy or just Bravo had teased the seating chart, like who's going to sit where. And I think a lot of people thought that Katie might actually get the first seat. She actually wound up in the fourth seat. Do you think that Katie is, what seat do you think Katie should be in for the reunion?
I'm surprised she's not on the end because I would assume that they would only bring her out for part of the reunion, right? Oh, yeah. I'm guessing that's correct because they're only going to bring her out for part. She won't be out there the whole reunion, right?
I think they'll just
bring her on. I don't think so. I would think that they'd just be like, oh, she was in half the season, so she'll come out you know, like Alexis. Mm-hmm. Wasn't Alexis only on part of the season? They'll probably give her friend of treatment where they bring her out for a little bit.
I don't know, because she was a housewife. I'm trying to remember how they treated Tinsley, because Tinsley left midway through her season, or Kim Zolciak. Like, were they there the whole reunion? So I personally thought Katie was going to be first or second seat. And it's not because I'm like, yes, team Katie. It's because I feel like actually a huge part of the season and the discussion and the attention of this season of Orange County has been about Katie. So I thought based on that, I actually generally thought that Katie was going to be higher up. I mean, I get your POV makes sense. If she's only going to be out for part of it, they wouldn't have her in the first seat, but I don't know. I'm like, I have to say I'm a little surprised.
Oh yeah. I don't think they're going to have her on much, because they're just going to have that basic one fight with her. Like, did you lie to Kiki Monique, or did you tell Kiki Monique? I mean, what seat is Kiki Monique in?
That's a great question as well.
Where is she
at this reunion?
Yeah. She needs to be on the other fourth seat.
Fine, if it weren't for Kiki, wouldn't have had this whole, like, because it was the Kiki telling her friend and the friend gossiping to so-and-so and blah, 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 blah. Like, that's, you know, like, we wouldn't have even had this entire massive fallout. I'm like, I mean, Katie was definitely on thin ice as it was. But like,
yeah, Bravo's going to have Kiki to start adding. They're going to have to start adding like a messy blogger box where they just throw all the whoever gets accused that season of causing crap in the blogosphere, the podcastosphere, or radiosphere. Just thrown in there so they can have their say too.
But, they just sit in a chair in the audience. Yeah.
Yeah. We're in the Bluebird Mercantile Boutique. Okay. And Gretchen and Emily are shopping for cowgirl attire. And Emily's like, what are you wearing? Listen, if anybody else asked that question, I would think it's a legit question. But Emily, you dress like a crazy person as well. I don't know that anybody on Orange County is really in the place to judge fashion.
Yeah, we saw the previews for next week in Amsterdam. I really don't think you're in any place to talk about fashion. That being said, Gretchen looks crazy. And Gretchen's like, well, I'm like attracted to anything girly and colorful and a fun vibe. Gretchen, there's nothing about your fashion that says fun. There's nothing about your Megyn Kelly hair that says great times, like the super fun girl, like your trad wife, vintage Stepford wife thing. Even if you're doing it ironically, it might be ironic. There's nothing fun about it.
Your fashion gives, I'm calling unpleasant. The police on people I don't recognize in my neighborhood. Yes. Most likely minorities. Okay.
Yes. That is the look. That's the look you've got going
You're
on.
You're giving very Laura Ingraham. Like the other day, AOC made some comment about all the shit that's going on. And Laura Ingraham was mocking her. I just saw a clip of it. I wasn't watching Laura Ingraham. Don't worry. But she's like, oh my God, what are we listening to? A person in a hoodie? I mean, yeah, that's real professional. I'm just going to sit around here in my hoodie. I mean, what is she in a hoodie? I was like, call the police, Laura. That's a reason for you to fucking call God the forbid. Police right there. Yeah. So Gretchen, I think, is giving that vibe. Like, what are we in a hoodie? What are we in a hoodie?
Emily's saying it's somehow fun.
Emily's like, she looks like she just got out of a covered wagon on the Oregon Trail.
So Emily's like, well, I no longer practice law, but however, I will definitely say that I'm a lawyer when it comes to prosecuting people like Katie, but the Innocence Center allows me to be involved in law in a humanitarian way. So I'm doing a fundraiser to pay for Anthony, a recent exoneree, to go to mechanic school. Also, he's kind of hot.
So he is kind of hot.
He's pretty hot.
Actually, yeah, he is kind of hot. He's hot. We only help hot people here. I think hot it's innocence. Important for him to follow his dream and make something of himself. You know, I also stand for lie detectors. Just wanted to get that out there. So Gretchen's like,
I stand for guilty until proven innocent when it comes to this friend group. But when it comes to incarceration, innocence first.
How was the event last night?
And we see Tamara's little cake party thing. It was a shit show. Okay, remember when we played that game in LA where we asked a question, who we trust the least? Yeah, the game that you started and that you came up with and that you made everyone answer and now are trying to make drama out of it. Yeah, Emily, I remember.
Mm-hmm. And Gretchen goes, oh, lordy. So now we cut to Las Brisas. Didn't we eat there once, Ronnie? Or am I?
Where is it?
In Laguna Beach.
Las Brisas. Is that where we had the buffet?
No, that was like the Pelican something or another. Okay, well, never mind. Really uninteresting question on my end. So Tamara and Gina sit at a table. Gina's like, how are you? And Tamara's like, I'm so sick of this shit, Gina. Tamara is in the full tortured victim state of mind this
tortured
episode.
Tortured possum and society. She really is. She's like, I'm going through such a hard, goddamn difficult time in my life. One of my best friends has cancer, and now Sophia's off to college, and it just seems like nobody cares. Sophia's learning song structure, and I'm all alone in the world.
God, isn't that the worst when someone's going through the hardest time of their life and no one cares? Hey, can we watch last season again? God, I loved last season and how Tamara was so supportive of Shannon at her low point.
Jeez. So, and I love that she compares a friend having cancer and her daughter going to music school.
See, I know.
Come on, Tamara.
An hour away.
So Gina's like, well, last night when you were vocalizing your feelings in your kitchen, and we cut to the vocalizing. She's like, God damn it, I quit this show. I hate all these stupid bitches, bitches.
Yeah. It literally flashed me back to Vicky's engagement party. Remember that? Want to show that clip also, editors?
And this was when Tamara was hiding in the bushes, fake sobbing, going like,
I can't even come out of the bushes again, bitch. Yeah, and it hit me that, like, the last time you were having, like, a very incredibly, like, heavily stressful year, like, I have to have compassion for you because I see that. And Gretchen was, like wildly inappropriate with the things she said in L.A., but, you know, like, you're just so reactive to it.
But when is enough enough? When is it enough? Wait, when do people say no? Stop bullying Tamara, the sweetest, most innocent person in this group.
Yeah, but you could be mad at Shannon and Jen and Gretchen, but like Emily, like she loves you. And when you're wrong, Heather has your back. So like you, like even when you're wrong, like you gotta be nice to like the people that I like, but just yell at the other people.
But for you to say that you can't trust me, I'm extremely hurt. Like, how could Heather say doesn't trust me after I just happened to take a comment that she made at BravoCon once and twist it into a whole thing and make the entire cast hate her for a whole season? Why would she not trust me?
Then we cut back to Gretchen, and Gretchen's like, every time Tamara's called out about something, she runs off and says she's not going to do this and she's not going to do that.
Yeah, I think she only left the room like 5 times last night.
And then we did see Tamara trying to quit her own party, but since it was in her house, she had to keep coming downstairs.
I quit. I'm going upstairs. Well, I'm downstairs again, but guess what? I quit again. I'm going back upstairs.
This is the last time you ever see me film. Get a close-up on my face, because you're never going to see it again. I just came down to get some milk. Hi, guys. We're filming again. I'm never filming again after I get this glass of milk, bitch.
It's like Kitty on Arrested Development. Take a good look at the last time you'll see these.
I'm done.
So I was cracking up.
Emily's like, yeah, just because I was honest with her and even Heather agreed with me. It wasn't just me. No one trusts her.
So now here comes Heather, speaking of which, hello, television's Heather Dubrow has decided to join you at Las Brisas. So like, oh, you look beautiful. But then like Tamara doesn't say hi or anything. So Heather's like, okay, all right, let's talk about this a little bit more. Okay. Like, I understand. Okay, I love you, Tamara. You are my friend.
It's like, well, you admit that you're scared of me. You admit that you don't trust me. So why would you ever want to be friends with me? Just some lowly, scary, untrustworthy person in the corner.
My turn. Okay, I explained it last night, and I'll explain it again. Here we go. Can I please get some champs over here? I've got to explain things to my friend.
You don't need to be condescending.
Still me. I'm not being condescending. And if you had any sort of education, you would realize that. But I explained it.
Debbie, you said that in front of Gretchen. And Gretchen claps onto any information and makes it worse. That makes it worse, Heather.
Well, I'm sorry if that hurt you in your small 3-celled brain. But if you think I'm brushing over things that she does, I am not. I'm encouraging them. I even told her she's using Slade very conveniently to do her dirty work, much like how I use Alfredo to take out the garbage, which is also true dirty work.
I think you two should just trust each other. That's like the answer. Everybody needs to just trust each other.
Well, I appreciate you apologizing. I just have to work through it. This is the last time you'll ever see me order tune to start talking, bitches.
Well, back to Mercantile. Well, apparently Tamara reached out to Katie to talk, and it has to do with you, Gretchen, because all of a sudden Katie, a known pathological liar, has credibility. That's ridiculous. Why even hear her through? Why even hear Katie's full side of the story without yelling at her? Anyway, Innocence Project party later tonight.
Yeah, Tamara, like all of a sudden you're going to believe Katie because it fits your narrative.
Yeah, well, I told her if you meet with her, we're going to have a real fucking problem. I said that to her, and that's why she's pissed at me. And then this morning when I was mowing her lawn, I said, don't forget. And then I was filling up her car with gas. I was like, do not meet with Katie.
I like Gretchen thinking that she like really had like this smart observation about how like Tamara's gonna believe Katie because it fits her narrative now. It's like, yeah, that's what people do. When something fits their narrative, they're gonna believe the things that support their view on life. Like,
right,
not saying it's gonna be wrong, but like, yeah, Gretchen.
Right, which is why you were befriending Katie when Katie was fitting your narrative of coming for Tamara and everybody else. And then you dumped her the second that she wasn't towing the party line anymore.
Gretchen has really botched her return. I mean, we said it before, but like, I feel like we were all on Gretchen's side at the beginning of the season. And now Gretchen is the villain and somehow like I'm on Tamara's side. Like, this is so warped. I don't get it.
So she's like, Emily's like, yeah, that's why she's pissed at me, because I told her. And Gretchen jokes like, see, you're the problem. You're the shitster. She was like making a lighthearted joke at Emily. And Emily's like, oh, but that is not fair. I'm not talking crap about people. She goes,
yeah, but like even like Slade said that rumor about Tamara. But I said, you know, like, I'm not even sure I believe that.
Wait, you brought up something defamatory.
Emily can't help it. Like, she's just going to fight with everybody. Like, you're supposed to be.
But she's right here.
She is right, but it's like, oh my God, you can't fight the whole world. Also, you're starting all of this stuff, Emily, by taking it back to everybody and then getting mad when shit hits the fan.
And also, like, notice the grace that Emily gives Gretchen over and over again when Gretchen is either lying or being slippery with the truth or like, coming up with workarounds. And yet with Katie, it's like, she has to be kicked out of the group. Like, to me, this is a double standard, and I think it's a problematic double standard. So Gretchen is like,
no, nothing's defamatory here. Let me show you something.
What? Are you going to pull up a podcast or an article? This is what you and Tamara both do. You get out your phones, you pull out a podcast, you pull out an article. And if it were Katie doing it, I'd have you kicked off the show. But since it's you, go ahead.
You need to take accountability.
For what?
For participating and encouraging it.
I wasn't encouraging anything.
Uh-huh, you were saying play the song.
Yeah, the song.
No, you were saying you wanted to hear the sex thing too. That's why you called Slade. Emily, this is all on camera, ma'am.
I don't even think Emily is at fault for saying that, because Gretchen drops this bomb like she's got tea. Yeah, like Tamara was having an affair. She's singing the song and she's having an affair. And then let's hear it. You know, well, I mean,
here's the thing.
Heather was the only one who was like, I don't care about the sex stuff.
Yeah, but I can't pick sides because they're just all so terrible. Like, yes, Gretchen brought it up on camera. Emily was telling her we want to hear it. But also, you're right. Gretchen brought it up on camera. So they're going to have to talk about it. So Gretchen,
and I think that they wanted to hear the song. Yeah. Wasn't it Slade who said, Slade was the one who said that the mic was still on when they were having sex, right?
Yeah.
Gretchen, I don't remember the exact sequence of events.
She fucked Nelson. And then they called Slade, and Slade said that the recording kept going or something, and they heard them boning in the background or whatever.
I don't remember the specific sequence of like play the song, find it, whatever. But what we do know is that Emily and Heather were both like, you got to play that song in the beginning before Slade came on. You got to play that song of Tamara trying to sing. And I think that's honestly, that is totally a reasonable thing. Like, if there's some recording of Tamara trying to sing that's out there and Gretchen is like, yeah, we have this recording, then I don't think Emily should be like accused of like egging on, trying to defame Tamara. Like, no, you dropped the tea and you said it happened while she was having an affair. And Emily's like, okay, like, tell me more. That's on you, Gretchen. Emily can get some call. You can give some percentage to Emily, but like the lion's share is on Gretchen.
Yeah, I mean, even if you pawned off on Slade for doing it, for saying it, you called Slade knowing that he was going to say it. I mean, you know, yeah. Slade, you know, if you bring up the subject, what he's going to say. But Emily does also completely laugh and love it and then goes and tattletales like the next second. Because I mean, they're both
1,000%.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then we go to Jen's house and Shannon's house. Well, Shannon is cleaning. Oh, no, Shannon is coming to Jen's house. So Archie decides to take a big number two everywhere. Number two over and over again. It's like two squared. Lots of poos. And so Shannon's like, Archie, oh my God, I need another plastic bag. This is absolutely ridiculous, Archie.
This is what wacky Shannon. Wacky Archie is going to try to outshine wacky Shannon. This is crazy.
I just literally love Shannon. She's just so funny and she doesn't have to say anything. I can just look at her as she walks into her room and think, oh my God, how come her glasses only have one lens? She's just so funny. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you so much for coming over. Shannon, I love you. I love you.
I love you so much. Thank you so much. So there is a animal psychic who has arrived. K-Owl, and she is going to help them commune with all their furry friends because there are a lot in Jen's household, plus Archie.
Yeah, so they're going to ask these dogs questions, I guess, or ask questions about the dogs, and this fucking fraud is going to take their money. So Jen's like, I run a small farm, basically, so if you pick up on a vibe, just go for it. Please tell Willow to eat less. That would be great.
So then... they gather all the animals in one room, which was impressive. And I have to say, the breakout star for me was Crew, Jen's dog. I feel like we have not spent any time with Crew. And like, I literally love Crew. And Crew was so funny to me. I took a screenshot. And for people who crap is on demand, hopefully we'll be able to see this. The way that Crew sat on that sofa and looked at the psychic, like, I am ready. Like, very patiently, like, I know you can hear me.
I've been waiting for this.
Like, this was the funniest image. I like, and just like Crew is just like there, like, and like really close to the psychic, like knows the psychic wants to talk to her. And
like they're having a conversation. He's looking right into her eyes like, hi, I'm sitting here. I'm ready to go. I've been waiting for this all day. Please don't be another fucking, you know, criminal. Just tell me what I need to hear.
Kiki Monique told me that Gretchen has been saying that she was drugged. Did you hear this, K.O.?
So Jen's like, well, my fiance and I have recently combined families. And so when we got Crew, she was truly the missing piece that brought us all together as one family. And K.O.'s like, oh, wow. Wow. Great. But Willow is the spoiled one. And K.O.'s like, does she want a stroller? Does she want a stroller? And she's like, oh my God, does she want a stroller? She's too chubby for a stroller. Yeah, if this dog psychic was real, Willow would say, tell this bitch to stop fat shaming me. Like, she is the one who's feeding me and then fat shaming me. What the hell? Get me out of this house.
Oh, well, I would like to have a moment with the dog psychic therapist. Okay, K.O., this is Archie, and he doesn't bark. We actually talk. We have full conversations with each other. Probably more communication with him than I've had in certain romantic relationships. Burn. Anyway, I have so many questions. So here we go.
That's really sad, actually.
What do you mean it's sad? Archie said it's sad?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was me who said that. Okay, let's get to Archie questions.
Does he get annoyed when we kiss and cuddle him? Does he like going to the park or going running? Does he like a walk on the leash? I don't know. I need these men to communicate with me.
Do you move a lot? Because he keeps thinking, move, 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 and that you have these long, drawn out goodbyes. He'd really just appreciate you just letting him go sometimes.
Just like, he doesn't like the long, drawn out goodbye? He doesn't like when I say goodbye to him for 15 minutes? He doesn't like that?
I think he senses that you're worried when you leave. Well, I am worried. I mean, what if I'm gone and Archie's looking out the window and sees some blonde slut on the beach and decides to follow her down and become her dog? I mean, what the hell, Archie? Archie, don't do this to me. That is it. I am leaving. Shannon just hit the house next door. Shannon, come back. The dog's back. It's not done yet.
I have another question for Archie. Can you ask Archie if it's totally necessary that we take walks at 1 a.m. in Newport Beach? I really resent that I had to do that for him.
So she decides, she kind of leads Cal. By the way, Cal's not even really trying that hard to scam these people because Shannon just keeps giving her everything. She's like, well, Archie, you know, had some insecurities. I think because of when I left him at school too young, he was probably too young to be left at school. Now he keeps biting other dogs. So I think that you may have left Archie at school too young.
Exactly, Cal. God, you are so good at this.
Cal really does not have to work hard for her grift. But basically Shannon is, she clearly wants to get another dog and she's just looking for validation that it's an okay thing to do. So, okay. I was like, yeah, get another dog, more clients for me. I'm all for it.
Yeah. So now we go to Katie Janella Tamara at Verde.
Katie Janella, fancy meeting you here.
Well, I gotta tell you, as I've taken a step back from the situation, what makes me sad the most, it's about Jen.
Oh, yeah, the way she betrayed you?
No, just her choices in life, that she's with Ryan. She's okay with paint splatter on denim. It just makes me so sad.
I mean, I was just so hurt. She called me once or twice, but I didn't even pick up. I've just been super emotional over all of it.
Oh, yeah, well, I've been the odd man so many times. And I'm the odd man right now. I'm the odd man right now. Do you feel bad for me after I helped everybody kick you out of this group?
Yeah, well,
you were fine with being part of the group when they were kicking somebody out a couple of weeks ago, ma'am.
Yeah, it's not been that long. Well, you know, I do feel bad about what I did, and I did not mean to hurt you, Tamara, and I tried to apologize with Shannon, and Tamara's like,
I don't think Katie is some sociopathic liar. She apologized and is being honest. So I'm going to take that for what it is. Someone I could use against Gretchen.
So
I'm going to use her for the batting ram that she is, bitch.
So when Katie says, I feel bad about what I did not mean to hurt you. Is that her confessing to telling Kiki Monique?
I think that's her. Yeah, I think she's saying, yeah.
Monique that Gretchen said that she was drugged or whatever.
Well, Katie said as much. She said it earlier in the season. Like, I told Kiki because Gretchen said, I don't remember.
No,
I don't remember what she said.
She still was maintaining that she didn't tell Kiki Monique, that Kiki Monique must have heard it from Sheena or whoever.
I don't remember. But it's sort of as a confession, but it's also kind of like, I wasn't trying to be messy. Maybe she's saying, like, I wasn't trying to be messy. Oh, who knows?
Who knows? But it's so like, convoluted at this point.
Yeah, she's like,
so I'm just trying to get it straight. Slade called Matt and said, don't talk about this.
And she's like, yeah, Gretchen lied and said you drugged her. Then Slade said, tell Katie to stick to the story. Tell her not to waver. That's the nail in her coffin. Also, Tamara had sex with Nelson.
What?
His exact words were, tell her to stick to the story because it's a legal issue. And I thought, oh my God, am I going to get in trouble legally? And I thought, if it's a legal issue, I don't want to talk about it. So I was like, oh shit, I was being lied to again by Slade. He is the eye of the storm for sure.
So Katie's like, so I text her. Sorry, I did my Tamara impersonation for a moment. Not inappropriate for this conversation. I texted her and I literally tell her, I won't share that. Like, why would I say that when she said that? Like, she's a liar. See, now I can show receipts, because in the beginning of the season, Katie was like, oh yeah, those Instagram messages, I just don't have reception right now. I can't show you anything.
Yeah.
So he was trying to shut you down then?
Yes. And I'm trying to cover for my friend, quote unquote, when she was really using me to cover her lies.
Oh, yeah. He does all the dirty work and the talking. And then she's like, don't say that. I can do it.
It's like, yes.
She says that Slade was constantly calling Matt. And then once he was done with him, it was utter silence.
Ugh, a dream. No more Slate Smiley calling up.
First time I've ever heard anybody complain that Slate is not calling them enough.
Well, finally, Matt is like, I just want to talk to him man to man.
Slate's that man.
Man to child.
Man's douchebag.
Sure. That's pretty good.
Everything they say they're doing it to me. That's what's happening here. I'm rubbing your glue. You would say something bad and you're ugly and
bounces.
And smell like poo poo. That's it. That's what's going on, you bed.
So then we see a sequence of Gina and Jen in their homes going through clothing and organizing things. I'm going to say this. You know, it's one of those random days where I say something nice about Gina. To her credit, her home decor has really come up since when we first met her. Like, she had like a nice little kind of beige on beige living room. It wasn't anything mind blowing, but it was definitely a step up from all the Marshall's tchotchkes she used to
gather
in her youth. So I'm going to give her credit. That was my takeaway from that little scene with her in the living room.
Oh, that's nice. It's, I just kind of avoid looking when it comes to a Gina home scene. It's like when you're passing something really sad, like under the freeway, and you're like, nothing's happening, everything's fine, you know, and you just keep driving. That's how I feel.
All right, let's go to Junior Cookies, which is also what I call child chefs. We are here to talk about the Trevor Project. Everyone, it's a Trevor Project scene. So Heather is doing like a cookie fundraiser, and it's for the Trevor Project, and it's all very, very good. And she was been active with this charity for 10 years, which we love. And it was her kids that kind of like connected the dots for her, et cetera. And she is basically
I'm really anti-bullying. So one of the Trevor Project people is like, are you going to allow me to have one of the cookies you brought? She's like, oh, would I stop you from having a cookie? No, but I would tell you, you probably shouldn't. You'll get bullied. We're here to stop bullying.
So she tells a very scary stat, which is that every 45 seconds, an LGBTQ plus youth tries to commit suicide, which is terrible, terrible. And so I'm really glad this organization is here to help. And it was a short scene, but it was a nice scene. And I think it was an important scene. So now we go to Emily's house, where she's going to be talking more about the Innocence Project. So she has the director of the Innocence Project there. And she's talking about how she's talking about the importance of the organization. And she has two exonerees who are there who now tell their stories.
Yeah. So she's like, before we even start, one of you stole the sandwich. One of you stole a turkey sandwich. Wait a minute. That was me. It's in my purse. Oh, sorry. Too soon.
Okay. Bad joke. Bad joke.
Steven, tell us your story. So he talks about how he was convicted of a shooting in Los Angeles and he was in Rancho Cucamonga. So that he didn't do that shit. He was in Rancho Cucamonga. And I just loved the specificity of Rancho Cucamonga. Because then the next guy was like, yeah, I was also accused of shooting someone and I wasn't in town either. And I was like, were you in Rancho Cucamonga too? And what is going on in Rancho Cucamonga? Because I only hear it on like radio ads, but I've never been out there.
Well, when you drive to Vegas, if you take the 10 to the 15, when you get onto the 15 and start heading north, you are in Rancho Cucamonga. I think I stopped there once to go to a Fuddruckers.
The Rancho Cucamonga Fuddruckers. Hell yeah.
Delicious.
It's just such a silly name for a place. Rancho Cucamonga, when someone's telling a very serious story, they're like, I couldn't have done it. I was in Rancho Cucamonga. I'm like, okay, come on. You're making
I know. I feel like Rancho Cucamonga wants to have like the romantic rhythm of a San Juan Capistrano. Like, ooh, San Juan Capistrano.
Yeah, that is like classic.
Sounds like a soap opera. Sounding.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's like, which is, by the way, San Juan Capistrano is a place in Orange County. But like, it's like, ooh, from the sandy shores of San Juan Capistrano to Rancho Cucamonga. It's like, doesn't have that same.
Yeah, it's hard to get into a serious story when they say Rancho Cucamonga. It's just a funny word. So they talk about being fairly imprisoned forever. And this is really fucked up because then they're like, oh, okay, well, sorry you were in jail for 20 years. We were wrong. Okay, enjoy your life. and they don't give them anything. Horrifying. It's horrifying. Yeah. They're just like, okay, well, good luck. Okay.
Can you imagine?
We're giving your old shoes back. Okay. Good luck with that.
Emily recites some stat. Maybe it was later in the episode that like 46% of people in jail have been accused of crimes they didn't commit. Like that is wild. Lots of scary stats on this show.
Yeah. Seriously.
So now we go to Jen's house, where Ryan is planning on wearing some jorts to the Innocence Project fundraiser tonight. So, I mean, you know, I love we're talking about these people who were like lost 14 to 20 years of their lives in jail for something that they didn't do. And it's like, and now I'm going to put on jorts to save them.
Well, we're celebrating innocence while also committing fashion crimes. It's just like, so Ryan, you know, it's like the privilege. So then Shannon's getting ready and she's on the phone with Adeline and she's like, oh, I think I'm going to wear this jacket full of jewels. What do you think of that? And she's like, mom, it's a lot. No one's ever going to have sex with you. Well, that is kind of rude, Adeline.
Are you at a rave?
Yeah.
Adeline's just doing a line off of a Go-Go Boys ass.
I'll tell you what's not a rave. My thoughts on that jacket.
Adeline. That was cruel.
So Gretchen and Slade getting dressed like cowboys.
You know, I haven't talked to Tamara since things went off at the tactical day. So I'm wondering if Eddie's going to be there.
And he's like, well, from the guy's perspective, the problem is with Eddie. We don't respect Eddie because he allows Tamara to say and do whatever she wants. And it's men's responsibility to, like, you know, control what their wife does. Hey, put a lock on your wife's mouth, man. Come on. What are you allowing your wife to spit? Shut the fuck up, Slade. Man who hasn't worked a fucking day in his marriage. Talking about what you would allow a woman to do. Are you fucking kidding me? Get a job, sir. You fucking deadbeat.
Slade's issue is that Eddie does not put a muzzle on Tamara. That's his issue. Okay. It's so shit. That's so shitty. It's like he allows Tamara to. No, it doesn't work that way. People are free thinkers and you say what you want to say. I think I'm never going to defend Eddie, but in this case, I think Eddie's just exhausted. Look at the guy. He looks 25 years older than he is. He's had to deal with Tamara for so many years. You're like,
the poor man is carrying the weight of those teeth around. Just leave him alone. Do you think that's easy?
Teeth and corny motorcycle jackets. Okay. Like, I'm not gonna say leave the poor guy alone, but seriously, Slade, I think
Slade's a pig. Slade at kind of a minimum on this show, which thank God, but it's like they brought back Gretchen, but it's like, okay, but we're only going to show a little tiny bit of Slade this time. But even in the tiny bit they show him, he's just a fucking pig every time he's on screen.
At the way he ruins Gretchen all over again, just to circle back to what I said before, like Gretchen started off the season really well. She had like, really all the moral high ground coming into it. She was coming in. She was taking Tamara down a peg. We were rooting for Gretchen. It was great. And the moment that Slade starts hatching a scheme about don't say this, hold the line, blah, 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 Gretchen's stock tanks. And now she's like, you know,
Gretchen's the always sucked.
Like, whatever.
Gretchen has forever sucked terribly. And it shows how fake she is when every time she's around Slade, she turns into this completely different person. He's like, run, bitch. We're in front of the other lady. She's like, I just don't understand why Tamara's just so upset. I just don't understand why I can't make up with Tamara. And then the second Slade's around, she's just screaming trash.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So now we're back at Emily's event and people are showing up and Elizabeth Farkas is there. Unbelievable. Undeniable. Time for the Innocent Project.
So let's see. Oh, guess who else is here? Gretchers. Oh, God. Well, she's not here yet, but it's going to be terrible having Gretchers and Tamara in the same room. Do you remember I got pissed at Tamara sitting down with Katie? Well, she fucking met with her. That's what happened. I'm going to have something to say about it.
So Emily tells everyone about, she's talking about the, what she tells us about like the stats that I recited before about people who are incarcerated. And then more and more people are arriving, and we actually also see that Tamara and Emily had like a meeting. They like sat down after the cake party to discuss like their fight. And Emily's like, you have to understand that, like, I just don't know if things go down with us. Like, if you're just going to like dig up stuff on me, that's what I'm thinking.
Tamara's like, you can always trust me. By the way, I met with Katie, your arch nemesis.
See, there you are. Like you just said, you're upset with me for not trusting you. And now you're proving my point.
So Jen is asking Tamara how the meeting with Katie went. She's like,
it went well. I feel validated. And she told me some things, but I don't feel comfortable telling you because you're friends with them. You're going to go tell them everything I said.
She's like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, no? Okay, I'll just tell them this stuff then. Okay, thanks.
But I like that Tamara calls it. And then she immediately goes running right over to Tattletale. So why would Tamara suddenly think that Katie is credible, asks a producer. And she's like,
well, the more time that went on, I was like, wow, she was set up by Jen and Gretchen because they were mean to me. And now that they've shown that Katie, that they're not on her side, Katie's not sticking up for him anymore. So she's telling me what truly happened.
So Tamara's just going around being like, I just don't want to be face to face with Gretchen's lid. I don't. Eddie's like, I don't either. So, you know, he's so charismatic, that Eddie. And then so guess what? Gretchen and Slade arrive and they look kind of crazy. And they're all mixing and mingling. And so Emily's like, guess what? Tamara met with Katie.
Oh, really? So she went from this girl is dead to me to I'm going to be friends with her because she's going to get me intel on Gretchen?
Yep.
She is so obsessed with you, Gretchen. She is obsessed with you. Oh my God, Archie just pooped over there. Excuse me.
By the way, this is why Gretchen will never excel with these feuds, because you've got to keep your wild cards in line, because the moment that you kick them to the curb, Tamara's going to go pick it up and use it for herself. It's like a loaded gun. It's like those movies where there's two people fighting over a gun, and if someone drops the gun, the other person's going to get it and turn around and they're the one in the power. You let Katie go. Lady, Katie was your ally, and you should have you didn't handle it right. You got to keep your allies on your side when you're going up against Tamara.
Well, I mean, she was her ally, except for the whole telling Tamara that Gretchen accused her of date rape drugging her.
But I'm saying she should have been like, you know what? Like, I didn't like that you said that. I understand that. You know, maybe it was a slip up or whatever, but
yeah,
like, you know what? Like, I love you. Like, let's not make this be the end of her. But like, she basically, by kicking her to the curb, you got to know that Tamara eventually is going to take what she can get.
Yeah. So Anthony talks about being unfairly incarcerated and not being educated in prison. So he's excited to go learn mechanic stuff. And so they raise 15 grand and then there's some line dancing. And Shannon is just typical.
What?
Just typical.
I'm bumping into what? People.
What? This is I am 1 foot in front of whoa.
I'm going to put this in the Trace Amiga show. What? It's crazy. Oh, I can't do it.
So then Emily gets up there and announces that Gina and Travis, with the gated group, LOL, have donated $5,000. And Terry's like, wait. And Gina's like, oh my God, like, can a bitch have a moment? Like, they're going to outdo bro me. What the hell?
And yeah, because like, this is Gina's moment. For the first time ever, she has displayed some element of wealth by donating $5,000 to a cause. And Terry interrupts like, hold on. Well, it's a wonderful event. He actually gets on stage and it's like, it's a wonderful event. I just want to say we're going to match with $5,000. I was like, you can't, don't step on Gina's literal poor moment. And not even like, if you're going to do that, like you got to say $15,000, but if you're just going to be the same level as
that
Gina,
would have been
like,
worse though, right? Like if he like upped her, I think he probably was going to give more, but maybe that was his way of not one upping Gina, but like not giving more. But yeah, I think he should have just done it silently. Like, why do you need a fucking applause for it? You're a zillionaire. This is a lot more money to Gina than it is to you. You know, just give the check.
Gina is selling two-bedroom houses to the elderly in senior living right now, okay? Let her have her rich moments, okay? Agreed. Like, don't cock-block her just to say you're giving the same amount. Like, you only cock-block. If you're going to cock-block, that means you got to give above and beyond. But if you're cock-blocking to be like, I'm giving the same amount, that's just like, I think that's actually worse than cock-blocking and saying I'm giving $500,000.
Yeah, Terry Dubrow is always a douchebag. So he's sticking with that. But right when I thought he wasn't going to one-up Gina, he's like, but I'd also like to add in a box of these cookies because Heather doesn't want any of the gay kids being bullied for being fat. So please take these. Please take these as well. Damn it. Now we're clicking. Everybody's talking, and Tamara's talking with Elizabeth Vargas, and she's like,
I can't be around Slade. He's so gross. And then Gretchen, I can't stand Gretchen. She's so fake.
And Elizabeth's like, no shit. She is. Tell me everything, girlfriend. Tell me everything.
Do you want to talk about my cult? We weren't on the same season, so I feel like I got to catch you up on being in a cult. It was great.
So Jen and Ryan, Jen and Gretchen are talking with Slade and Ryan. And Gretchen's like,
I'm going to go over to Tamara and ask what information she got about us with Slade. Wait, what? No, I think you should go alone. I don't think you should take Slade. You should just go by yourself. Just go by yourself. She's like, nah, because she's bringing Slade into it. So I'm bringing Slade into it, too.
That doesn't quite make sense, but okay. So now Tamara and Eddie and Emily are chatting, and Tamara's like, I don't know. I know you're all over there, but like, I just can't be around Slade. So I'm just going to tell everyone here I can't be around Slade.
Well, how could we move on from this?
We can't.
So then I just need to
point out that Tamara did not bring Slade into this. Slade brought Slade into this.
Yes.
this is another Gretchen lie. Okay, go on.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So Jen's talking to Heather and she's like, well, Gretchen and Slade are going to have a talk with Tamara. Oh, I just saw them zoom right past me. It's kind of like when I said to Alfredo, why are these balls not at Nobu yet? And out he went very fast.
It's like someone dropped a dollar over there. Those two were just on it. Crazy. This is very intense. I feel bad watching, but I can't look away.
Which is not something people say about Wendy Malick and any of her projects. So then Gina is like, this shit's like so uncomfortable. So now Slade and Gretchen, they walk in together up to Tamara. And Gretchen's like,
hi.
And Tamara's like,
nah, bitch.
And she starts to run out of there. Gretchen's like,
oh, look, there she is running. There she goes. Gonna go grab Eddie. Yeah, run. Going to grab Eddie. Look at that. Run, bitch. Run. Run for your life.
Yeah, I don't know what...
She's trashy. Like, I'm like, not going to.
They literally
she doesn't need to sit there and be confronted by your fucking husband. You're disgusting. And so is your husband.
You guys brought up a rumor about her.
Enjoy your 1 year back on the show, loser.
You guys brought up a whole rumor, a whole ass rumor about Tamara that you like. What was Slade trying to get to the bottom of? I don't even remember at this point.
I guess the child support stuff, but that was a long time ago. Is she supposed to apologize to that stuff? Because it sounds like they're coming at her for this stuff, which they started, and she hasn't said anything to them about.
Yeah. So, well, Gretchen is like,
run, bitch.
And Tamara's like, leave me alone, the trash.
That's bullshit, dude.
Bullshit, dude. Whatever. Their voices are turning into the same for me. So Gretchen tells us, you know,
I'm not just going to disengage. People that run are normally like trying to hide from the truth. So it proves that Tamara's guilty and she's talking about the shit that she doesn't know about. And if you're talking about shit something supposedly Slade said, then take it up with Slade. This guy right here.
He did say it. We were there. He said it on camera. What are you talking about? Why are you making it sound like everybody's coming up with something, Gretchen, you fucking compulsive liar? Go follow some other queer positive accounts right after you get called out for being a transphobic little asshole. I don't believe her. I don't want her on this show. I'm sick of having to watch her and her stupid Slade's ass. Nobody has to sit here and fight with somebody's husband. Get the fuck out of here, Gretchen, and take your slime ball with you. Gross.
So Tamara and Eddie are outside. She's like, you know, she's always trying to antagonize me. Which is funny because, I mean, Gretchen and Slade are antagonizing Tamara right now, but like, let's be honest.
Tamara. Yeah, this is Tamara.
let's not totally forget the giant context of their relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. None of this invalidates Tamara being awful as well. But in this situation, I mean, this is how bad it's gotten. Like, you get Gretchen and Slade on the show, and now I'm rooting for Tamara. Like, what the hell kind of upside down world is this? What is the show trying to do to me?
Yeah. So Emily's like, comes outside, like, that was aggressive. I don't get why Slade gets so involved. Shane wouldn't do that. I'm like, Shane doesn't do anything. Okay. He proposed to you on G-Chat. So then
he learned his lesson with Kelly Dodd.
You're a twerp is what you are, you dork, you little dork.
So Tamara's telling us if she was coming up to apologize for what she did, then go for it. But it was all for attention.
So then Tamara's like,
when you have someone that makes Ryan look good, that's an issue.
Which I was like, whoa, Ryan gets astray in all of this. And then they cut to Ryan just like cackling up by the bar.
Yeah. So then Slade is, so Emily's like, oh yeah, well, I just want you to know I appreciate you. Okay. Appreciate you. Okay. Weren't you going to tell Tamara off for going to lunch with Katie? I mean, what the hell? So then we come back to the event and Slade's like, oh, well, I didn't mean to drop a bomb, fellas. And the guys were all laughing.
Consider the bomb dropped.
So Gretchen's like,
why can Tamara say whatever she wants about Slade and then he can't address it?
It's like, because the reason why he can't address it in this situation is, first of all, the two of you just walked up to Tamara. And second of all, it's like what she said was off camera and it was a while ago. And you're still like, it's been like addressed many times since then. And you guys even addressed it on the beach and Tamara actually did apologize for it. And the truth is you guys brought in a new thing that blew up your whole peace treaty. And now you're going to act like Tamara did something wrong. And that's just not the way it is. Don't make us stand up for Tamara, but we will do that.
Yeah. And if you don't like that, she's calling, that she called Slade a deadbeat dad 13 years ago, just Google it, because I just put Slade Smiley child support. And it says, following the death of his son, Grayson, in February, 2023, Slade Smiley's ex-partner, Michelle Arroyo, alleged that Smiley had not paid child support since 2019 and owed over $152,000. She also claimed that Smiley and his fiancee, Gretchen Ross, had a non-existent relationship with Grayson and were using his death for self-promotion. So you know what? Maybe you should like corner Google at a party. Lame ass.
So Jen's like, well, I was trying to tell her why can't he address it? And if it is what Katie was saying to Tamara about with Slade being on the phone. So, but the producer's like, well, producer tells Gretchen, you know, Slade does love to get involved. He goes,
no, he really doesn't. I know everyone thinks this, but he gets involved because all the women talk about Slade, and yet somehow we're the bad guys.
You talk are about the bad Slade. Guys.
Did you not see his like bit at the improv? Okay, it's not just that like, oh, he's defending himself. He's an aggressor.
Yeah, he's gross.
So you guys came in aggressively and it makes me uncomfortable and I'm fucking aggressive, especially when you come up with a man.
She's like, it's not about Slade, for the love of God.
When you come up with your 6 foot tall husband, that's aggressive.
And Gretchen's like, I'm done.
So now she walks off. So I wish somebody had been like, walk away, bitch. Run.
I know. So then, Gretchen and Slade leave and Gretchen's complaining that Emily accused her of being aggressive. She's like, she's over it. But at least they raised $41,000 for the Innocence Project. So there's that. But yep, this is a real like scorched earth season. They're all just taking each other down in every way. it's a shit show.
Yeah. And they need to like freshen up. They need some storyline to pull them through to the end, because this is the shortest Orange County recap I think we've done in years. It's only 50 minutes, which for us is like really light.
Well, it's because they had nice moving scenes in the episode of like,
oh, well, that's true.
They had two different charity scenes.
That's true.
Three different charity scenes. And we're like, oh, anyway. Next scene.
That's true. But they do need to freshen up some plots here. I mean, they just filmed the reunion, what, yesterday or today or something? Yesterday, I think. So that means there's probably, what episode was this? Did I say? Should I close?
This is, I think, 12 or 13.
14.
14. So, they probably only have like three episodes. I'm going to assume the season's going to end in Amsterdam, because you know sometimes there's more to the show than the trip. But I'm going to say this ends at 16 or 17.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see what happens, everybody. Have a great weekend over there. Thanks for being with us. We will be back Monday for Real Housewives of Potomac and then Crappy Hour at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Find links in Lincoln bio.
Amazon Live, that is.
What did I say?
Crappy Hour. Amazon Live.
Oh, sorry. Amazon Live this week. Sorry, everybody. All right, everybody. Thanks for being here. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto. Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer. For Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen. It's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
We're obsessed all with Tessa V.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.